We begin this hour in Gaza, where, according to Palestinian health officials, the death toll has now passed 18,700 people. Israel continues its military campaign in response to the October 7th Hamas attack that left 1,200 dead. The Israeli military is striking what it says are Hamas targets.
NPR's producer Anas Baba is reporting from Rafah, where the Israeli government said Palestinians should head for safety. On Tuesday, he headed into a refugee camp just after a bomb hit. He was among the first on the scene and helped the injured before he began to report.
At least we witnessed with my own eyes here five people that got killed under these rubbles, and the civil defense at the moment is trying to just like scavenge underneath all of these rubbles to see exactly who's being stuck underneath it.
Rafah is located at the farthest edge of southern Gaza bordering Egypt. There is nowhere further south to go. Bombing there is daily. Anas Baba describes the refugee camp.
Al-Shabura, which contains the families that got displaced from all of Gaza and Beit Hanun and all over Gaza from the north, just like looking for a safe haven in Rafah City.
One eyewitness, Jihad Abu Ram, heard the sounds of the shelling. He went outside and saw destruction, fire, and ash. He starts counting. He counts up to eight. Eight homes, he says. Each home has five families. At least 40 families hit.
Haitham Manassa is an ambulance and emergency director. He says Rafah is being targeted on a daily basis. He says these areas are not considered safe anymore. They are areas of intensive bombing, airstrikes, and murder. According to the United Nations, almost half of Gaza's population is now in Rafah without enough food, water, or shelter, about 1.2 million people. And the arrival of winter and rain only make things worse.
All our friends, neighbors, and loved ones are gone, Jihad Abu Ram says. Their only crime is that they're Palestinians from Gaza.